The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, friends. I'm Allison Russell. I'm a Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, poet, and activist. All month, I'll be your guest host for Womanica as we explore the contributions of Black women in music. Today, we're talking about the queen of Motown. While her name is often excluded from the roster of Motown greats, she belongs in this Parthenon of barrier-breaking talent. Let's talk about Mary Wells. Mary was born on May 13, 1943 in Detroit. As a child, she contracted spinal meningitis, which left her with several severe health complications, including partial deafness and partial blindness. Nevertheless, from an early age, Mary showed an aptitude for music. By the age of 10, she was writing her own songs and performing in clubs and talent contests. After graduating high school, Mary began approaching the founder of Motown Records, Berry Gordy, in hopes of selling him some of her songs. Berry avoided Mary's requests, but eventually her persistence wore him down, and he agreed to meet. She pitched her original song, Bye Bye Baby. When Berry asked her to sing a bit of it, he was so impressed by her performance that he signed Mary as a performer, too.
Thank you very much. Right about now, I'd like to do my very first recording for you. I'd like to say, let's get together and swing. Yeah!
In 1960, Bye Bye Baby rose to number 45 on the Billboard Top 100 chart, a rare feat for a Black female singer at the time. Esther Gordy Edwards, Berry's sister, served as Mary's manager at Motown. She said that Mary was our first big, big star. From there, Mary's career took off. In the early 1960s, Mary teamed up with the legendary Motown songwriter Smokey Robinson. Together, they co-wrote chart-topping records like The One Who Really Loves You, You Beat Me to the Punch, Two Lovers, and the song that became Mary's signature, My Guy. My Guy was a universal hit. Lucy Gordy Wakefield, Motown's first sales chief, once said, I don't think there's any audience with an age of 30 through 50 that doesn't know the words to My Guy.
Nothing you can say could tear me away from My Guy.
Mary's songs were embraced by both Black and white communities alike. Her pioneering voice helped open doors for other legendary performers like Diana Ross and the Supremes. Despite her rise to stardom, My Guy was Mary's last hit with Motown. Feeling undervalued and underpaid, Mary and Motown acrimoniously parted ways in 1964. She later signed with 20th Century Fox Records, but never reached nearly the same level of success. In 1966, Mary wed Cecil Womack of the famed R&B group, The Valentinos. The couple had three children before divorcing in 1976. Mary later had a fourth child with Cecil's brother, Curtis. A heavy smoker, Mary was diagnosed with cancer of the larynx in 1990. Lacking health insurance, treatment costs devastated Mary's dwindling finances, and she was evicted from her home in Los Angeles. In response, the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, alongside stars like Diana Ross, Bruce Springsteen, and The Temptations, all raised money to support her. Shortly following her throat surgery, Mary said, "People say this is a cruel business, and it is, but a lot of people in this business do have hearts." Mary began chemotherapy the following year, in 1991, but it soon became clear the cancer had spread. She passed away on July 27, 1992, at the age of 49. Despite once being hailed the Queen of Motown and breaking the color barrier on her way to the top, Mary is still not inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Her biographer, Peter Ben Jameson, remains committed to one day seeing her inducted. All month long, we're highlighting Black musicians. WaMonica is a Wonder Media Network production. Special thanks to co-creators Jenny and Liz Kaplan, who invited me to guest host this month. Talk to you tomorrow.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and more of it than ever seems to be about business.
How do workers benefit from the Great Resignation? Will TikTok change the music industry forever?
I'm Nora Ali.
And I'm Scott Rogowski.
And we host Business Casual, a podcast from Morning Brew that dives into the unexpected business story behind everything.
We're bringing you conversations with creators, thinkers, and innovators who can tell you what it all means and why you should care. Listen on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.